Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, Episode 73, Nutrition Challenge, Week Number 3. Mr. Smith Talks Triathlon, practical triathlon advice for everyday athletes. So this is the third in the series of podcasts, laying out a nutrition challenge and really a way to week by week gradually work through making improvements to the quality of our nutrition. I just said week by week, but may actually stretch it out a bit more than that. Like I said in the last podcast, we don't want to rush things. We want to take this at a pace where you can make a small change, let it become habit, just become settle in, it happens naturally, then we make the next change. If we rush it, it's like trying to overhaul everything at once and it doesn't really last. It's just too hard to make all of those changes at once. Now, the same disclaimer that I've had previously, in talking about nutrition, I am not a nutritionist, okay? What I'm doing here is I'm presenting information which is pretty commonly widely accepted. I know at either end of the spectrum, there are people with very, very strong opinions on nutrition, and that's fine. I'm going for more of the middle ground, commonly accepted things that will work for most people most of the time. But please, if you have any special dietary needs or you want more help in a specific area, please see a nutrition professional. That is not me. Okay, so a quick recap. Where we started, week number one, was about recording what we eat to get a true picture of it. Then week number two, the focus was all about eating a minimum of 5 serves of fruit and veg a day. And remember, a serve is the size of your closed fist. So that allows for different body sizes. A bigger person, a serve is bigger than a small person. Now, so we've been doing that for just over a week. And some of the feedback that I've had already is that for some people, it was a real eye-opener. That what you think you're doing is often quite different to what you're actually doing. And that's really the benefit of spending that time to record your nutrition or record a training log or record anything. If you've got it written down in some way, recorded in some way, you've got a true picture of what's really happening. Without that, then what you think can be very different. So, a real eye-opener for some. There were a few people who found that, on the whole, they already meet the 5-plus a day, which is fantastic. That's great. But most, it seemed, were not. There was a really good note about the importance of being organised, that actually going shopping to make sure there is plenty of fruit and veg in the house and spending time to plan meals or prepare the fruit and veg so that it's ready to use really, really easily. And there's also a theme around it being a bit harder to do at weekends. And I think this is worth just discussing for a moment because it is a very common thing for a lot of people that we are quite structured and organized during the week when there is work and school and routines and kids' activities and all of these things. Weekends tend to be a bit different, and it's almost our chance to relax. So relaxing is good, but we don't want to get lazy with the nutrition at this stage. Now, I really want to differentiate getting lazy and unthoughtful, unpurposeful about nutrition with just allowing yourself to not have to overthink it every moment of the day. Look, it's perfectly acceptable to have a meal or two or three a week where you go, you know what, tonight is pizza night, that's okay. Or if there's a routine of Sunday brunch with banana, pancakes and bacon, don't go putting a pile of spinach on top and ruining that. Go with your routine and the pleasure of the food that you're having. So having some meals like that is fine, just don't let it be every meal, all weekend, kind of reaching into the rest of the week as well. We're going for consistency over time, not perfection every time. Okay, so that's the recap on what we've done. Where we're going this week, we're going to start focusing on protein. Okay, now, Again, like with the veggies, we are talking about protein here for at the level of basic health, not athletic performance. We'll come to that in a few weeks' time. We are just talking about basic day-to-day health. So why protein? Well, protein, it's critical to human existence. Within our bodies, protein is constantly being broken down. Our body is basically made of protein, okay? And that's constantly being broken down. So we need to eat protein to build it back up. And we know that bodybuilders, they smash protein all day long because they are really purposefully breaking down their tissues to then build more muscle. We're not going to that level, but we are endurance athletes, and endurance sports does break down tissues as well. So again, we'll come to the more athletic side of it later on, but right now, thinking still just about basic health. So imagine that you are a non-active person. You would still need frequent doses of protein for growing your hair and fingernails, and so very physical, obvious things, as well as some really invisible things within, at the level of hormones and basic bodily functions that happen on the inside that we really don't see or feel. Protein is critical to all of those. And in addition to that, protein is the macronutrient that provides the greatest satiety. That is, that this is the thing that helps you stay fuller for longer. Okay, so big benefit on that side of it too. So everybody needs protein. That is non-negotiable. So let's talk about foods that we get protein from. Well, the real obvious one is animal products. Okay, we're talking meat, fish, eggs. Those are obvious to most people, and they are really dense forms of protein. They are probably the easiest way to get your protein in, because you get a really good size serve of protein in a steak, in a few eggs. There's a good amount of protein in those. It's also, apparently, I don't claim to understand the details of this, but there are complete sources of protein and incomplete. Your body actually needs a whole lot of different things within protein, and animal products give us those complete sources. Other things don't, particularly plants. So those animal ones, those are the most dense form of protein. There's other animal products, such as really dairy, milk, yogurt, cheese, those kind of things. And everyone goes, oh yep, those are protein foods. Well, yes, they are. They have some protein in them, not nearly as much as your meat, fish, your eggs. And they often have a lot of other macronutrients too. For example, you read most milk labels and you will see that milk actually has a lot more carbohydrate than it does protein. Same with yogurt, particularly if it's a flavored one with sugar in it. Cheese has probably as much or more fat than protein. Okay, so it is worthwhile looking at the different categories and understanding actually some things give you more protein and others less. So again, coming back to those animal meat products, the meat, fish, eggs, those are the most dense source of protein and the easiest to get in. It doesn't mean that you have to eat a slab of steak three meals a day. You don't need that for breakfast. There's other ways to get protein as well. Lots of plants have protein in them. So things like tofu, chickpeas, lentils, oats, nuts, seeds, grains like rice and pasta, and yes, even bread. Bread has protein in it. Now, all of these things, again, protein, they may not be a huge serve of protein, but they have some protein in them. So for people who are on plant-based diets, they are combining all of these kind of things to get their protein needs for the day. And then you go to the other extreme as well, and that there's everything has some degree of protein in it, like sweet corn, mushrooms, spinach even. These all have protein in them, but tiny, tiny traces. So if you wanted the easiest way to get protein in, you'd probably eat meat. But recognize you can get protein from all of these other things as well. I just never see that you're going to eat enough spinach or broccoli to get a proper serve of protein out of it. So it is worth looking at, doing a bit of research, Googling a few things, looking at labels on some things, just to understand what has more or less protein in them. So the question is, how much do we need and how often? Well, what we want to do is, one of the most important things I keep hearing from nutritionists is the need to spread your protein across the day. It's been really common in people I've seen and know who kind of introduce more protein as they go through the day, that breakfast might be even a couple of bits of toast with jam, virtually no protein in it. Lunch might be a wrap or a salad that has a little bit more, and then there's a big steak or big piece of fish or something at dinner to try and make up for it. Well, what I keep hearing from nutritionists is that that's not the optimal way. We really want to spread that protein evenly across the day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because our body is constantly using it up, breaking it down, we want to be constantly feeding it to the body throughout the day. So, throughout the day, and a serve of protein is the size of your palm. Just put your hand out flat, look at the size of your palm. That's a serve. Now, that's a serve when it comes to those dense forms of meat, really, meat, fish, eggs, okay? If you put a serve of lentils on there, or a serve of poured out some milk, that is not going to be nearly enough protein. So again, this is where you need to start coming back to understanding the different things in them, and how much, an idea relatively of what's got more or what's got less protein, okay? So what we're looking for is a good serve of protein at every meal and spread across the day. So just, I know breakfast is often one of the most difficult places to get it, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but I do have to emphasize that thing across the whole day. So now, having just briefly talked through that, it's worth going back and looking at your food log again, and just looking at the kinds of things you're eating and considering, am I getting a good serve of protein across the whole day? So, I mentioned breakfast. This is, for a lot of people, the hardest place to get a good serve of protein. So, if you're someone that has milk on cereal, well, yes, there is protein in both, but at reasonably low levels, we'd need an enormous serve to actually meet our protein needs. If you have something on toast, say avocado, peanut butter, Marmite, again, there is a bit of protein in bread, but it's not a complete source of protein, and it's not going to be nearly as much as a piece of fish or some eggs. And like I said, you don't need to eat meat at breakfast, but of course, if you want to, you can. It still tastes good then. But some really easy ways to get protein at breakfast: eggs. That's probably the most common one. Cook them how you want, do them how you want, but three, even four eggs for a serve of protein. Smoothies, and that might be made with milk, or it might be made with something else that has a protein powder in it. Okay, whatever it takes to get your protein requirements in. Porridge, if you're making porridge, then can you make it with something like yellow top milk, because that's going to give you more of a protein dose than just water? Can you add some peanut butter or some other seeds? All of these ways to get extra bits of protein in. Then by the time you add up the milk, the oats, the peanut butter, you're probably getting close to a good serve of protein. And I mentioned before too, protein powder. That's a way to sneak more in, really, to hide it in different things if you're really struggling to eat protein, particularly for breakfast. Like I said, at lunch, on the whole, people seem to do better, but some real easy ways for lunches are, first of all, your leftover dinners. Very simple, it's already prepared, it's got whatever you had there. Tins of tuna are really convenient if you're at work, just to throw into a salad that you've made or bought. Cheeses have some protein in them, but again, you'd have to eat quite a heap of cheese. Not many people are going to have that much. But lentils, nuts, seeds, you can combine all of these things. It's not one of these. You can have a bit of tuna, a bit of cheese, some lentils and nuts in your salad. Suddenly, you're getting your protein from a number of different sources. And dinner, this is where most people get their biggest dose of protein. But please remember, don't save it up till now. Spread it across the day. I just want to have a quick mention about protein bars and protein powders. You can buy protein bars from the sports supplement store, from the supermarkets, all of these places. But if you have a look at the ingredient list, I reckon a lot of those are pretty scary. There's a lot of numbers and letters and chemical sounding things that I have no idea what they are. So I'm wondering why I'd be wanting to put that into my body. Okay, it might be a very occasional backstop, but it seems to me to be quite a processed, manufactured form of protein. We want to get it from fresh foods wherever we possibly can. Same with protein powders. If you look at the ingredient list, particularly the ones that are pitched to bodybuilders, they can be scary. And they'll pitch it as having all of your essential vitamins and minerals and everything else, but some of the stuff that goes in there, it's some real question marks over. So, yeah, if you're going to have a protein powder, look for something that is either just absolutely plain or has a minimal number of ingredients, maybe a bit of flavor or something like that if you want it. But things that you pretty much understand what the words are. Okay, now we've covered off kind of a range of things there. What I want to talk about though very briefly is thinking about things from a plant-based point of view. Okay, there's a big movement towards eating less meat. There's some people that have argue health reasons for that, environmental reasons, and ethical as well. And it's entirely possible to achieve your protein requirements on a plant-based diet, or even just eating less meat, but you have to work harder at it. You have to be much more conscious of it to make sure you're getting those foods with the protein. Okay, and really wide range of foods too, because most plant-based proteins are not complete sources of protein. They've only got some of the components that your body needs from a protein. So you need to mix and match across that really wide range of foods to get a complete source. And for people who are following a plant-based approach, then you may need to consider supplementation, like protein powders. And I do hear a lot of nutritionists recommending this for plant-based people and especially athletes, just to simply get enough protein in across the course of the day. Okay, so look, this is not my area of expertise, getting into the details of this. So if you would like to find out more, please go and find yourself a suitably qualified person. I really want to put out there the concept to you, get you moving towards it. But yeah, if you want to get really detailed, please get some professional help. Okay, now, everything I've talked about so far is purely about day-to-day basic health needs. So as soon as we add any kind of strength training or endurance training to that, we need more. We need more again because we are working our bodies so much harder. We're burning a lot more energy. We're breaking down tissues. So we are going to need more protein. Now, I'm going to come to the specifics of what to do around training in another podcast. Okay, but for now, really consider that if you're struggling to achieve that equivalent of one palm-sized serve of protein-dense food at every meal, then you're probably not even meeting your basic health requirements, let alone those for athletic performance. So your challenge this week is don't drop the focus on veggies. Okay, that's really important. That's our very first foundation. Keep working towards your 5+ a day. But now also, let's add on a protein focus. Let's work towards getting a palm-sized serve of protein-dense food at every meal, or the equivalent from other sources. So those two things, those are the foundation for healthy day-to-day nutrition. we are not even going to go near debates about carbohydrate versus fat. Okay, there's such a wide range of opinions and experiences out there, and that some things that those work for different people. But the veggies and the protein, that is the foundation. I'm yet to meet a nutritionist who says, no, eat less protein, eat less veggies. Okay, that is the foundation for our health. And just keep in mind that if you are not eating meat, just need to probably think and work a bit harder about getting that protein in. Eat a really wide range of foods to get as complete a protein profile as you can. So look, that's it. That's your goal until the next podcast, is to keep focused on the veggies, add in the protein as well. Have a go at that. Let's see how it goes. We'll check in, get a bit of feedback in another week or so before the next podcast.